I'm Karen.
I'm Greg.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Paul.
And this is Library Beat,
a weekly podcast about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I offer a sneak peek of the library's second annual Hot Springs Cold Blood True Crime Festival. It would be a crime to miss it, so stay tuned.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Karen. We have a pretty exciting topic today. It's something near and dear to our hearts. It is going to be our second annual Hot Springs Cold Blood True Crime Festival. We had the first one around this time last year.
Yes.
And it was very successful. We had a great turnout, and we've had lots of people tell us how much they enjoyed it. So now it is time for round two.
We're expecting crowds and crowds. It's going to be like a Who concert around
here. It's going to be incredible. Maybe we should tell people the dates to start off.
It is going to start. Our first day is November 3rd. It's a Friday. And then we're going to have some programs that day. And then it's going to continue Saturday, November 4th. So two fun-filled crime days.
So right after Halloween, we've got the 3rd and 4th. So please come down. Do people need to register for these programs, or can they just come on down and show up?
Come on down. It doesn't say anything about registration. You can look on our website. It should be on there on all the programs. We're going to go over the programs.
Yes.
But it should be on our website as well.
They are on our online calendar, so people can find them on there. Okay, so starting on Friday, November 3rd at 1 p.m., we have a program called Understanding Human Trafficking. What do we need to know about that program?
Need to know what to look for. I know they just had a big human trafficking meeting in Little Rock, I believe, that the governor attended and such. Somebody was telling me what all that teachers have to look for. So I can't wait to attend it, especially if you have teenagers or, you know, a young adult. Yeah. You want to listen to Miss Cindy Hamilton.
She's from the Human Trafficking Task Force. So she should know what she's talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you probably don't think, oh, well, you know, that's not going to happen to anybody I know, or that's not going to affect me. That's something that only happens like in big cities or something like that. But it can happen anywhere.
And it's not necessarily someone coming up and just taking your child or someone you know off the street. It is accumulation of different things. I think one teacher told me they look for maybe the child doesn't have a lot of money, but they see like a new watch or new shoes that are very expensive,
right,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's scary, scary stuff.
Yes.
But a lot of these topics are kind of scary. So, but
yes,
also maybe a little bit lighthearted too, because the next one we're going to have is the Murder and Mimosa Mocktail Happy Hour.
Yes, we're going to have mocktails. It's going to be fun. Danica Yates and Shannon Jones of Murder and Mimosas podcast will be here. So we're going to have some mocktails. And again, we are going to be lighthearted, but this is about crime and stuff. So you may not want to bring your 5 or 6-year-old in here to listen to some of this. It's going to be adult talk about some hard subjects, delicate subjects.
These programs are intended for an adult audience. The Murder and Mimosa ladies came to True Crime Fest last year.
Yes.
And now they're going to be
our special guest.
Yes. So that's
going to be at 5. That's going to be fun.
That should be neat. Do you know what mocktails we're going to serve?
I don't. That's been kept from me. But we're going to have some light appetizers and some mocktails.
Yum. Okay. So that'll be a murder-themed happy hour. So that's pretty neat. And so that's at 5. And then at 6, we have an author named Nita Gould, who wrote a book called Remembering Ella.
It's a brutal case.
Yes, and this is something that took place in the Ozarks.
Many, many, many years ago.
A long time ago. I'm sure a lot of things happened in the Ozarks a long time ago.
Yeah, this happened over 100 years ago. This young lady was murdered and dismembered in broad daylight in the Ozarks.
We'll count on Nita Gould telling us more about it.
Yes. I haven't read that yet.
I haven't read that one either. But
we have it here if you want to come in and check it out.
We do. We have a vast true crime selection. And then, okay, so that's at 6 o'clock. We're going to meet with Nita Gould. And then at 7 is one that we're both excited about because we've both read this book recently.
Yes.
The author of the book Witness for the Lamb, who is Molly May. is going to tell us about a hijacking of a Greyhound bus that happened in 1983.
40 years ago. I remember this, and I thought I was making this up because I remember these two people on this bus, and no one else remembered it. But she wrote a book about it, and so now I think we all know the details of it. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear this because it was only 40 years ago, not too long ago. Exactly what made them hijack a bus and want to be killed?
It's a little crazy.
It's crazy. And then they went to Hollywood and tried to be on a TV show.
They wanted to be on Real People, but Real People turned them down.
Yeah, I wonder
why. So would this all have turned out differently if Real People had said, yeah, sure, we'll let you on our show.
But it's too late to blame Real People.
Yeah. But I did not remember that story, and I had never heard of it. So it was pretty interesting.
And in the book, they said they didn't run it too much on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was just so, back then, it was so...
Well, because they actually had footage
of the shots being fired.
Happening, yeah.
Yes, so they, one of the guys in the book said they didn't run it on TV a lot, but somehow I remember it.
Yeah.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
So that'll be super interesting.
So,
Witnesses for the Lamb is the name of the book, and we do have it here at the library if people want to find out more about that.
Online as well. So Friday we've got jam-packed from 1 to 7. We have 4 programs on Friday, so that's going to be a busy
We might be up
day.
Past our bedtimes.
Oh, yes, because 7 o'clock is kind of pushing it. But I can't wait to hear Molly May describe and tell us how she got all this information.
Right. I think the book says she was a journalism professor. Ooh. So that's how she got into writing probably, but we can ask her.
Yeah. See if she has any more coming up.
She might. Okay. So that gets us through a crime-filled Friday. And then Saturday afternoon at 3:30, we're having a return visit of the Hot Springs Police Department. One of their detectives came and gave a presentation last year.
And it was
that
very
was just
popular.
One of the best things I had seen. He did such a good job.
Yes.
He walked us through the Katie Lavender case.
And answered some questions about some other cases.
Right.
But there are some things he can't answer because
Like open cases. He's not free to just answer any question. There was one other closed case that he talked about to just kind of describe how they do their work. And I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. It was the one where the 4 people were shot and killed. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 people were shot and killed. And he did. He walked us through it. He had some crime photos. Again, this is an adult program.
Right.
But he did have some crime photos, and he walked us through. It was very interesting on what all they have to do. And, I don't see how they look at those photos or look at those scenes or go into a scene like that. That kind of, it's very disturbing to somebody that's not used to it. So, yes,
the Katie Lavender one was especially interesting because they have the DNA of the perpetrator, or at least they think they do.
Yeah.
And they, now they can do all kinds of things with DNA, including genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to find the perpetrator's, maybe 3rd or 4th cousin.
Yes.
But, you have cousins that far removed who don't even know who you are, so that didn't really do them much good. But since they do have this person's DNA, that he will probably be caught eventually.
Yes, and I don't know how many times they can run DNA or, put it in the whatever, the data bank.
The machine.
The machine. But they had the color of the car, they think, was involved. And that's an unfortunate case.
So maybe we should try to crack that case on this podcast. So if you're listening,
you have any information.
You have this if you're not the killer, if you're the killer, I'm not sure that we want you to call us.
Call the police department.
Yes. Okay. So that should be very interesting. We don't know which cases they're going to be talking about this time, but last time it was great. So that's at 3:30 on Saturday. And then at 5:30, we're welcoming back another guest that we had last year, Catherine Townsend.
She's fabulous. A podcaster. She did 3 or 4 seasons of Hell and Gone, all about Arkansas cases. Mm-hmm. She is on a podcast called Red Collar, which I listened to yesterday. It's different cases there, not all in Arkansas. But she gave a fabulous talk.
She's actually a licensed private investigator, I believe.
And she is from Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Mountain View or Mountain Home. I get those one two of those, mixed up.
Not Mountain Pine, but one of the other mountain cities. But she gave a great talk. I think one of her cases was actually solved between last year and this year, mm-hmm. or was being solved last year when she was here.
Right.
But she has some fabulous insight into some of these cold cases. Mm-hmm. Some I keep seeing when you look up cold case and Arkansas cold case. I think Melinda DeWitt. I think there's a DeWitt person mm-hmm. that's missing. And the young lady that fell off the porch and died.
Oh, yes. Janie.
Yes, yes. So she gives great insight to those, and I hope she has some new. She said she was working on a new Hell and Gone, I think. Or maybe it was just the Red Collar.
Possibly, yeah. She's on more than one.
Yes, she's fabulous.
Podcast. So,
and very nice and friendly and will answer any questions.
Yes. You and I have both listened to a podcast that unfortunately we're not going to be able to have any of the participants at this True Crime Festival.
Well, we're going to try next year.
Yeah, since the podcast has apparently been pretty successful and brought back people to think about the Nona Dirksmeyer case.
Yes, in Russellville. And the podcast just recently came out, probably a month or 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So we weren't able to line up anyone from that podcast for this festival. But hopefully next year. And if you haven't listened to Apartment Number 12.
Right, Apartment Number 12.
It's very interesting. It's a Dateline program. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I would love for us to do a program focused on local cold cases.
I do too.
It's difficult though because people a lot of times don't want to talk, or if they do want to talk, they're going to accuse someone, and it just gets into a whole kettle of fish.
Facebook, I've seen that where they've accused people of certain crimes around here, and I hope to have some maybe newspaper printouts from some of the cold cases around here.
Yeah.
I looked it up on the sheriff's website. There's several around here and several missing people around here that if you go to I think Never Forgotten or something like that about Arkansas people that are missing.
Yeah.
There's some that go back to the 70s that have never been found.
Well, Karen, I believe that we've given everybody a pretty good taste of what's going to happen at Hot Springs Cold Blood. So if you are into creepy,
true crime,
murdery type things, then we got you covered on November 3rd and 4th.
Yeah, only a couple of weekends away.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.